Good morning. This study grew out of a move I made to Arizona and not really understanding what was available. And so with my research assistant, Amanda Watkins, we undertook this investigation. And we worked with the Arizona State WIC program on some of the mapping. Their GIS department was terrific. So just to give you a little bit of an idea, because we started with what is known about this particular state. So this is our report card. And you can see that it looks pretty good. We're at or a little bit above most of the indicators. However, it's not the only picture here. You have to dig a little bit deeper. And when you look at the number of IBCLCs per births, that's much lower than the national average, as is the number of state employees that are specifically dedicated to working on breastfeeding. One of the big hindrances in this investigation was that Arizona is not a PRAM state. So it was very difficult to get any specific geographic information because it's just not there like it is in PRAM states. And there are no baby-friendly hospitals. The ethnic breakdown in Arizona is as listed here, along with the breastfeeding rates. And this is from the CDC. So there was adequate sampling of Caucasians and Hispanics, but none of the minority groups, because they represent anywhere from about 3% to 6% of the population. So that data is just not available. On another study, I worked with the Phoenix Indian Hospital, and we got some data for ever breastfeeding for Native Americans, but the rest of it is an unknown. So the aims of this investigation were to identify the characteristics of the existing lactation services that were available in this large county in Arizona, which includes Phoenix, and to compare those geographically. So it was we designed a population-based cross-sectional descriptive study by triangulating two sources of data. We did a prospective survey of all the hospitals, WIC clinics, La Leche League, and private clinics in the county. And we did a retrospective analysis of national data. This is Maricopa County. It is the fourth largest county in the country. Its population is 4 million. Diversity, you can see that predominantly a little over half are Caucasian. Large Hispanic population, which I think contributes significantly to those high breastfeeding rates that you see, and much fewer African American, Asian, and indigenous peoples. A number of the indigenous peoples do live on reservation land, and that really isn't in this map, although there are some very close and to Maricopa County, as well as throughout the state. So Phoenix there is there in the center, and when we ended up doing the mapping, as you will see, we actually did sort of a rectangle where you see all those different suburbs listed, and we didn't do the big rural area because there really wasn't any services there. So the agencies, so we had two public hospitals, one tertiary care and one level one. We had 20 private hospitals, and six of those were for profit. Private lactation clinics, six. WIC clinics, 29, and La Leche League, 13. and you see the IBCLCs that all of these agencies reported having. Now, this accounted for 71 out of the 92 IBCLCs registered or certified in Arizona. So we don't know what the other ones are doing. Our participants, we chose to contact each agency and ask them who was the most knowledgeable about lactation practices in breastfeeding. And most of the time we were directed toward an IBCLC, or if there were several, the lead IBCLC. But there were two hospitals that sort of didn't kind of, weren't as forthcoming, let's say. And so they had gatekeepers that were the managers of their maternal child, and that's who chose to do the survey. So this is the process that we used. It was a telephone survey, and we designed it based on the baby-friendly 10 steps survey and the literature. It was approved by ASU, Institutional Review Board, and everybody gave consent. Everyone we asked to participate participated. We had 100% participation rate. The survey consisted of 33 dichotomous yes-no questions and covered the topics of supportive hospital practices, which were the words we used instead of baby-friendly steps, and lactation services and breastfeeding education. We used GIS to do the geospatial mapping and then some descriptive and inferential statistics. So as for the WIC clinics, we were able to get a good breastfeeding rate from them because they keep these statistics and they're pretty decent about it. So the breakdown you can see here is most fell within that 50% to 75% and dropped off very significantly at 6 months. However, we were not able to get breastfeeding rates from the hospital. Well, we were able to get them, but we didn't believe them. Because, you know, they don't collect the data in any systematic way, nor do they define breastfeeding in any systematic way. So we deemed that that data just wasn't really valid. But all of the folks that we talked with did say it was common practice to use supplements. And that was one of the things they were working hard to try to change, but it basically didn't change. But we could get good information on the number of LCs per 1,000 births. And so these are the means of those. And you'll note that the private for-profit hospital has the largest, the highest number here. I don't know if you're aware of the US LAC guidelines that recently came out about staffing hospitals. And but if you didn't, you should, because they're great. They report that a minimum of 1.3 FTEs is necessary for a level one hospital, and 1.7 is necessary for a level two hospital. Well, most of these hospitals are at least level two, or if not level three. So again, we fall below, and we fall below the state score as well. As we look at the characteristics between WICs and hospitals in Maricopa County, it is a little bit like comparing apples and oranges, but we wanted to see what kinds of services each had and where their strengths lie. And really, neither did much in the way of breastfeeding classes. It just wasn't done. And breastfeeding instruction only upon maternal request. We chose to ask the question this way because it seemed less loaded, but really half of the hospitals did not routinely provide care, breastfeeding care for moms. They had to request it. WIC did much better. In-person visits, again, most hospitals not. They telephone follow-up, about half and half. Gift bags, yes, big time. All but about 4 hospitals gave gift bags. And support groups, not many. So peer counselors, yes, we have a peer counseling program. It's growing. And I think it's one of those things that's going to really make a difference. But it's new now. And we can see also that the difference between the IBCLCs between WIC and the hospital are considerable. WIC does not employ many IBCLCs, and you can see that it's a huge county with 29 offices. So these poor 5 women cannot make it around to all of the places they need to be. However, all of the hospitals did have education, lactation education, for their staff. And it was required more often by WIC. Breastfeeding policies, again, the hospitals were not really terribly compliant with this, the 77%, and at breastfeeding committees, even less. So the private clinics were basically in the suburbs. There was only one associated with a central Phoenix hospital that served low-income women. 2 were in pediatricians' offices. 1 was an IBCLC's office, and 2 were retail outlets. La Leche Group, we got such a wide variety of responses. Some groups, they were as small as 2. Others were as big as 15. They were located in the more affluent suburbs as well. And concurrent with our previous presenters, they really didn't happen in low-income neighborhoods. So this is one of our first map. You can see the WIC with the sort of aqua dots. And that, so that's sort of the low-income indicator, where the WIC offices are, and they fall right along the major highways. So again, the transportation issues, that's where our transport system goes. The purple boxes, those are the private clinics, and you can see the one kind of in the central portion of Phoenix associated with the hospital, and the others are way out in the suburbs. La Leche groups, same thing, mostly way out in the suburbs. And then the hospitals are clustered in the center of Phoenix with a few outside, and generally the few outside are the level 2 hospitals. The prevalence of breastfeeding rates by WIC clinic, because we could get good rates there, the light dots are the least, less than 50%. The really dark ones are 75% or more. So the really dark ones tend to be in Latina neighborhoods, which is not a surprise. And generally, most fall in that mid-range, which is consistent with the quantitative data that we got. And this is at 6 months, same idea. With the light ones being less than 25% and the dark ones 35 or more. And there really aren't many of those. Again, they tend to fall in Latina neighborhoods. And this was a big study. We had 70 participants, and I have just a lot of data, but you know, time permits, not much of it. So. What I think we can say is that we have less than optimal breastfeeding services in our community. And this brings up the point to me, what is optimal? We really don't have standards set for what a community might need for lactation services. And I think this is the direction that we need to go in, so that we can begin to establish some sort of standards. We have them for hospitals, but we don't have them for communities. And that's what examining these services on a countywide basis really allowed us to do, is to see where the disparities were, sort of the characteristics of those areas, and to suggest some possible future program planning and future research. Thank you. The tribal were not. The question was, were the tribal WIC clinics included? And they were not. There were three WIC agencies that cover Maricopa County, and all of them were. Someone else? Yes, ma'am.
These two over here. Go. You can go first on the aisle.
There was a comment about the importance of peer support for breastfeeding and how perhaps that matters to a greater extent than the lactation services available, and that the lactation services may be available in places where there are less less family community support. There was another question.
Cassie.
Oh, yeah, I was, thank you so much, this is really great.
Thanks.
I was curious about what you said about the hospital and your supplementation of hormones. If you have any more comments on that, how commonplace it was.
It was very commonplace. We asked about that on the survey, and what percentage they thought were given formula. It was very high. It was in the 70s. But again, that's sort of whooshy data, it really hard to tell directly. Yeah.